chapels down there or not.
Mm-hmm.
They do a little lower, Canyon City and all that.
Really?
Have good fruit down there.
What kinds of fruit do they have?
Well, they have cherries.
Yeah.
And apples.
Mm-hmm.
Plums.
Mm. Any berries that you know of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, up here, you know, we have the wild raspberries.
Oh, okay.
And the currants.
Mm-hmm.
Wild ones.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them raise strawberries up here.
Oh, really?
But for the most part, I don't know, I guess. Too many raspberry places that I know of. There may be.
What are some things that people can make out of, the people who grow berries or pick them, what are some of the things they can make out of them up here?
Blueberry pie, or,
mm-hmm.
Blueberry pancakes,
mm-hmm.
Muffins.
Mm-hmm. Do any of them, like, jar them? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Some of them freeze them.
Okay. Do they make anything like some type of preserve or anything mm-hmm. out of them?
Yeah.
Are they, what kinds?
Well, they have black raspberry preserves. They have uh-huh. red raspberry preserves, peach preserves.
Would that be jam or jelly or both?
Well, both. Okay. Jelly is clear, usually.
Okay.
A preserve or jam or have the skin and the pulp in them.
Oh, okay. You mentioned peaches. Where do they grow peaches in Colorado?
Palisade. Oh, beautiful peaches.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what kind?
What kind of peaches?
Yeah, I've heard of a couple different terms like clingstone or freestone.
Freestone, I think.
Oh, okay. Do you know, what do they call the thing inside of a piece of, like a peach?
The stone?
Part? Yeah, is that what they would call it, a mm-hmm. stone? Okay. Is that the same thing that's in a cherry? Do you know?
I think they usually call it a pit in the cherry.
Okay.
Pit.
So that's where they get like freestone and clingstone
mm-hmm.
peach. Mm-hmm. All right. Do people grow mushrooms here at all?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Do you know what any kind
well,
of...
Well, not actually whether they grow them or not.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and get wild ones, beautiful mm-hmm. wild ones.
Really?
If the deer don't get to them first.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful.
Do you know what kinds at all? I don't know if you're not into...
Well, my son collects them, and he just loves it a certain kind.
Really?
Begins with a B, I think.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know enough about mushrooms to say.
I don't know what kind it is, but you have to be awful careful, because yeah. if you get the wrong one, boy, they can be poisonous.
Sure. Yeah, I've even heard about the, I guess it's called a mycological association, and members of that have even gone out and basically killed themselves.
Yeah.
Eating the wrong one. Is there another word for those up here that you know?
Another word for the mushrooms, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, would they be the same thing as toadstools, or is that something
different? Well, a toadstool is different.
Okay.
They can tell the difference.
Okay, good. Do you cook much with salt pork up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with the terms like fatback or anything like that?
Fatback?
Yeah.
No, okay. What's that like? Bacon?
Well, in the South, they throw it into just about anything.
Is it like the skin or the...
It's, I don't know, well, I don't think it's the skin. I mean, I guess it could have skin. It's like bacon, only not sliced, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's like a chunk.
Chunk of fat.
You throw in for, uh-huh. for flavoring. Okay.
I bet it's good, too.
It is. It's too good.
I know.
I'm getting
I can imagine.
Used to it. I'm going to go back up to Michigan and go, what is this?
Yeah.
Got no flavor. Chipped beef, is that something you would have up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people do. I don't care for it much.
Okay. What is it?
I think it's dried beef sliced real thin okay. with salt on it.
I see. And you would just eat it like that?
Yeah, you can eat it that way.
Is that like jerky then? Beef jerky?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
They can kind of cream that dried beef, and that makes it good.
Okay.
But just to eat